Hey everyone, this is Leah from House Party, otherwise known as Tiffany Witcher, and you're watching the Geekening Podcast. Welcome your hosts to the
Geekening. It's a podcast.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in to the Geekening Podcast. This is Muffson here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for another spanking new episode. So today we have a special guest. If you guys are familiar with VTubers, it's been quite the craze, recently. We're here to talk with Tiffany Witcher, who is a VTuber herself. She's also done voice acting and is a cosplayer and does some streaming as well. So give a hand to Tiffany Witcher.
Hello, everyone. Nice to meet you.
So glad to have you here, Tiffany. How have you been?
I've been good. Keeping positivity strong here.
That's good. That's all we ever want, right?
Yeah, indeed.
So tell me, what got you started in voice acting? And VTubing, for that matter.
I started as a voice actor because I have lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. I also suffer from epileptic seizures. So I was doing Broadway and doing stage plays, but unfortunately, due to those conditions, I stopped doing that. I took a little bit of time off, and then a friend suggested, hey, you should do voice acting. And so I gave it a try, did my first indie game called Luna and the Moonling, and then, yeah, it just started kicking off from there.
And then, what got you into VTubing?
I got into VTubing because I suffer from lupus. So I have these really nasty scars on my face, and I was doing streaming and I just kind of got tired of constantly getting up and doing makeup and things like that. And someone was like, you should do VTubing, give it a shot. So I experimented with a 2D avatar that was, kind of done very small and cheaply. And then it just kind of spiraled to more of a 3D avatar. And here I am now, and I enjoy it much more than I do my actual 4D self. So, yeah.
And you do look great, by the way. Even for those who are just listening in but can't physically see what you look as your avatar, it looks incredible. You got the witch outfit going on here, which I like. You got the spectacles and all that. So how'd you come up with the design for your avatar?
I came up with the design because I do a lot of charity work, especially for the Lupus Foundation. So my avatar is actually modeled around that kind of message. The color purple is the color of lupus. The butterfly that is on my neck and on my hat is the symbol of the animal for lupus. And then, of course, the purple ribbon. And I am a sucker for corsets. So, I love fantasy. So I have to have the little elf ears. And I wear glasses myself, so I gave myself glasses.
That's cool. What sort of fantasy are you into?
Lord of the Rings, Warhammer. I'm getting into D&D now, but I'm more of a huge Warhammer fan, and me and my husband do play World of Warcraft together.
Oh, nice. What's your class?
My main class right now is a human shadow priest.
Nice. At what level?
She's level 60. She's highest level right now. I think my second highest level is a void elf. Yeah, it's a void elf death knight.
Have you played through?
Oh, wait, no. My husband just corrected me. It's Sin? Oh, yes. It's my Void Elf Fire Mage, and then it's my Void Elf Death Knight.
Okay, that makes sense. Have you played through the recent expansion?
Oh, yes, I like it a lot. I actually think this is so much better than that last expansion.
I totally agree. I love it so much. I can't get enough of it.
Yeah, the content is actually good. I really, really like the story. And Torghast sometimes can be a pain in the butt, but sometimes it's very enjoyable just to sit back and go in with friends and just kill and then, have some shenanigans in Torghast. So, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Is there any other games that you also enjoy playing?
I'm a huge fan of the Yakuza series. I really love the Yakuza series. I think it's fantastic.
Have you played the new one?
Yes, I'm currently playing down my stream right now. The management system is very addictive.
It is very different from the previous games.
And
Yeah.
It's for the best. I think it's a really amazing change for the games, because at first I was kind of like, it was supposed to be an April Fool's prank, and then the fans actually would like do it anyway, and then they actually did it, and I was just like, okay, go for it. I'm here for it. But it's really fun, and I love the story, and I love the new characters, and Ichiban is such a good new addition to the Yakuza main cast, so I'm very excited to keep playing and continue the game.
Yeah, and I definitely love the that they took inspiration from like the old school RPGs that we used to play. Like I just like the shout outs to those. Yeah. Even if it's so ridiculous, like for something like that to happen in a game such as Yakuza.
Yeah, the Dragon Quest little nods that he makes, and talking about like he's gonna be the hero and stuff, and how when you get into battle you transform. It's so great. I love it. I love that game so much right now.
Speaking of games, I know you also, well, you know, being a voice actress, you've done a number of video games yourself. Was that something you've wanted to do, like being able to hear yourself in a video game?
Yeah, because I really love Final Fantasy X and Metal Gear Solid 1 and 2. So they have voice acting, and it was just such a new experience for me being a gamer growing up. So, like, seeing, like, that happening, I was like, oh, I would like to do that one day. But I wanted to do stage playing more, but I guess I went back to the original plan. So, yeah, it's been a fun experience. I do more indie games, but the indie games scene has been nothing but amazing and supportive, and I just love doing games.
Hey, indie games is where it's at right now, so they're doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
And with the other stuff you've been doing as a voice actress, most of the stuff you've done have been animation as well. If you guys don't know, you guys can actually check out her work on YouTube. But yeah, why don't you tell us a bit about the work you've done, you know, in animation?
I've only done a few things in animation, like small little projects on YouTube. I haven't really even done, I'm more of a video game voice actor, honestly. I guess like my most notable role in gaming is Leah from House Party. So like I get all the Game Grump fans, and I come into my stream, be like, hey, how's it going, dude? And I'm just like, oh, how's it going, dude? So it's just like, it's one of those things where I love doing animation. I would love to do more animation in anime, but right now I would say I'm more of a video game girl in voice acting right now.
No, that's great. And like just thinking like what your dream role might be like for like a video game, if you have any.
Yeah, I want to do, I just started in the motion capturing. I'm just going to be doing motion capture for the first time this year. That was one of my goals. I want to do more motion capture acting, which is fantastic. I'm very excited for a great indie company called Nyo Fox Games. They're doing a very interesting game. I will say that it's very interesting, and nothing people have seen, but it pays very good throwbacks to some amazing titles, especially in the PS2. I would love to work for maybe a company like Smite or Riot Games and voice one of their goddesses or their legends. And I have like a strong passion to voice in a video game, preferably one like Bloody Roar, because I'm a huge Bloody Roar fan. Or Mortal Kombat would be great. Something like a gory fighting game I would love to do, honestly. But yeah, that's one of my dream goals right there.
Hey, I would see that. You know, doing like something very mature-like, gory a bit. I mean, like, I don't know, maybe something like with those... like, you've done visual novels though, right?
Yeah, I've done a few visual novels. I have... It's more indie novels, but yeah, I've done a few visual novels. But yeah, I want to do more. I like to do horror. I would like to do more horror and like more spooky stuff and gory stuff.
Horror would be cool.
Yeah, horror is amazing. I want to do more stuff where I get to like scare people. There's a game coming out called There Is No Light. It's a horror, like a Castlevania-like game, or a rogue shooter, but it's coming out this year. And that one looks really good because I love pixel horror too. So yay, I get to be in something like that. That's
awesome. That looks amazing.
I like to play monsters, so I love playing monsters.
Yeah, monsters is great. Getting to play one, that's like a dream.
Oh yeah, definitely, for sure.
I'm trying to think because the game that I recently got to play, a horror based game, was The Medium, which recently came out.
I just got that myself. I'm going to be playing that, not this week, but next week. But yes, I'm very, very excited to play that game. I love Blooper games. Blooper Team's games are amazing. Layers of Fear, Layers of Fear 2. Oh my gosh. All their games are very well done and very scary. And I think that's why I appreciate them, because it's very hard to find horror, good horror in video games now. But like, those games really are very well done and very well made.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think one of the big names that's involved in that one in voice acting, I think, was I'm sure you're familiar with Travis Baker. Troy Baker. He is voicing the antagonist of the game.
Yes, I actually had the honor to speak with him about 2 months ago. I won a diversity fund for Stream Elements, and they set up things to meet with people in the industry, and Troy Baker was one of them. And it was so awesome to finally talk to him, and he made a little quip. I don't know what happens in the game, because I'm currently in the middle of playing it right now, but he was like, don't ask me about Last of Us 2, because I don't know. I was like, oh no, what happens in Last of Us 2? So like, he's a very humble, amazing, down-to-earth voice actor, and he definitely deserves all the credit, because he's worked so hard in the business, like starting from games like, I think Company of Arms, Hell's Highway. Brothers in Arms, Hell's Highway, and he started as like really minor voice acting roles, so he definitely deserves all the.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, I totally forgot about that. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right. But yeah, I've only spoken to him like maybe a few times, but I know from experience and from other people that I've spoken to that, you know, he's an amazing person. Really friendly, and you know, he's more like a fan than just, you know, think of this as just a job, but like it's something he enjoys doing, which
yeah.
I'm sure that's like some of the same qualities that, you know, you have.
Oh yeah, definitely. I definitely enjoy, like, at first, like, I started this out as a hobby, but now I'm actually doing, you know, getting paid to do voice acting. And I do enjoy it a lot, especially when it's roles that I really get into and kind of get lost a little bit. Like I said, when I voiced Leah from House Party, I just had such a ball doing that role, because I can just laugh and giggle at all the jokes that they wrote in the game and all these things. And it was very hard to record at times, because the jokes were so funny as I was voicing it. But yeah, I do so much enjoy voice acting. I highly suggest, if you ever want to get into voice acting, you have a strong passion for it, don't give up on it and just go for it. And you never know where you're going to end up.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Some good words you go by. Is there any personality or a YouTuber that you look up to when you look for like any kind of inspiration when you're doing voice acting or whatever other work you've done?
Brizzy, I think it's Brizzy Voices. I always get her name wrong. Brizzy Voices. She's an amazing, amazing voice actress on the YouTube platform. She started out doing like imitations, and she's such a talented voice actress, and I love her so much. And it is, I think it's ProZD. He's another amazing voice
actor. I've heard of him.
Yes, he's amazing, and he's also funny, and
he's hilarious.
Yeah, he's hilarious, and I think that's what a lot of people like about him. He has like that great comedy and that great charisma, and I think that's great.
He has really good timing in his stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm also a huge fan of Cree Summers. She was one of the pioneers of Black women voice.
I love Cree Summers.
Yes, she's one of the pioneers of Black women voice actors, and she's like, I grew up on Cree Summers, whether it was from Rugrats or Kids Next Door or like so many things that she's been in. I just love her to death, and I think I never had the chance to meet her, even though she lives where I live, apparently. I just want to go to Toronto. So, like...
Yeah.
So, like, I really would like to meet her one day. She's definitely one of my biggest inspirations.
So, yeah, she's definitely one that you have to meet. I've met her, I think, at a convention a few years ago, and she's just the sweetest.
She is so... She just seems so down to earth. I love her.
Yeah, I just enjoy when you have these voice actors, like, you know, they have like so much range in the kind of voices that they can do. Like, yeah, with Cree Summers, like, she could do like a kid's voice, or just, you know, like maybe like an annoying character. Like, she can do so much.
Yeah, she definitely can. She's amazing.
Like, how many types of roles have you been able to do? Like, is there one that was really difficult for you to, you know, get out?
I think now I've got, I'm starting doing more creature voices now. I've been sought out for more monster roles in the indie scene, which is very, very nice. And that was very tough for me to get into because I didn't know I had the capability of doing creature voices. But I forgot. I used to also be into the haunted house scene. I worked at a lot of haunted houses, and I used to scare people. So I had to tap into a little bit of that. I think doing creature voices can be very difficult because you are basically embodying something that is otherworldly, and it's not someone that you normally meet on the street or something like that. Like, you could, like, I'm gonna voice a superhero, I'm gonna voice a child. Yeah, those can be very possible. You see those on TV. But when you say, like, I'm gonna voice a three-armed blob of slug, and you're just like, well, what would that sound like? Like, that's just very, very, it was very hard for me to get to. It's still very challenging, but I do enjoy it a lot, and I have the most fun with that, honestly.
I think that's what's most important, is just to, you know, have fun with the character, and then it also involves some creativity on your part, like, especially if you're given like a role that's kind of outside your comfort zone. You know, you just kind of have to, you know, play around with it, see what works.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. It's just like the challenge of like trying to find the voice for it. And it's just like, you're not going to find it off the first bat. Sometimes you just have to read the character over and over again before you actually be like, okay, I think I know what this character would sound like from the instructions and from the picture and things like that. But yeah, it is the challenge of it, but it's also the fun part of it, just using your creative mind and seeing what would fit this character.
Exactly. You know, like, just use like your imagination to, you know, picture like how, you know, the character will turn out.
Exactly.
I think one podcast that I listened to that, you know, kind of showcases like, you know, what the range of a voice actor can do. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Talking Tunes with Paul Rubin.
Oh, no, I haven't heard about that. Paul Rubin, is that Paul?
No, not Paul Robson. I think that's his name.
Oh, okay. I was thinking Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, not that guy, but you know, he does Pinky and Pinky of the Brain. He does Yakko. Yeah.
He's so talented. Yeah, he's amazing. I remember the Animaniacs little podcast they had one time, and they were just talking about, oh, they want to come back and do the show and things like that. And they got to come back and do the show.
And they did get to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten a chance to watch it on Hulu?
Yes, yes. There are some amazing moments in that show. I loved Animaniacs growing up. I thought it was great. And then when I got older, I realized the dirty jokes that they put in there.
Yeah, because when you're a kid, like, you don't understand like half of the jokes that go into the show. And then once you rewatch it as an adult, like, it has a totally different meaning.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure.
I think what I like about having these shows come back is, like, it feels like not much of the humor is lost, but they also kind of add new stuff as well. But at the same time, they cater to both, you know, fans of the original, and then also those who are not familiar with the show at all.
Yes.
I think one show that I know that's coming back is, let's see, what was it, Tiny Toons? I think they're doing like a university-like show.
Yeah, but Cree, apparently Cree Summer isn't coming back as, I think her name was Elvira.
Elmira.
Elmira, yes.
Yeah.
That was really sad because, like, I was like, no, wait, why didn't she come back? Like, oh, it's so heartbreaking. But I am happy that Tiny Toons is coming back for a new generation of kids that didn't get to see it because it was a very underrated show.
Honestly. Oh, yeah, definitely. I used to watch that all the time.
I'm hoping they bring back Gargoyles now. Just give me Gargoyles.
Oh, I love Gargoyles. Gargoyles would be I would definitely want to watch that.
Have Keith David come back for sure as Goliath. That's all I ask.
Or even Spawn. Spawn would be a good one, too.
Oh, yeah. He did, but he did get the reprise Spawn for Mortal Kombat, which was very nice.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So... is there like any current shows that you're watching that are kind of helping you now, like in, you know, as a voice actress?
I've been watching a lot more anime lately because like I do want to get into anime voice acting here soon, but not when this quarantine is calming down, when this pandemic is much better. But I have been wanting to get into some anime. I've been watching shows like Akuma Daima Drive, and we've been catching up on, we caught up on Overlord and so many things. I wouldn't say I've been watching shows to help me with anime. It's more like I just like read scripts and practice and just see if I can find a new type of voice in my library of different voices. So like, yeah, that's basically what I do to help me with voice acting. But I do get inspired watching, you know, friends that are in animes, or like seeing people that I knew from like the con scene now are voice actors, and it just kind of inspiring. It kind of inspires me more than makes me helps me practice.
Have you ever also thought about like maybe creating your own character at some point, or a show?
You know, if I had the resources, maybe. If I had the resources, maybe I would create my own show. I just like being the voice actor, honestly, instead of like, you know, it's so much work. I have voice for a friend who did a show, and he put so much work in it. I don't want to be a part of that. Personally, he can have all of that responsibility. It's so much work that people have to put into a show, and I'm happy to be on the sidelines right now and just being a voice actor and streamer for making content that way.
Yeah, speaking of streams, what sort of streams do you do? Like, is it mainly gaming, or do you do other stuff as well?
I do a lot of charity work on Twitch. I've raised over $20,000 for different causes in under 2 years. So I've been doing a lot of charity streams with some interesting incentives for everyone and things like that. And I just stream a lot of games that I actually like. Like, I will take suggestions, maybe, but I kind of like, you know, sticking to what I like, because if I don't like the game, I will feel bad because the person suggested it. So like I said, currently I'm in, me and my husband, he streams with me once or twice a week out of the 5 stream days, and we play The Forest together, and I've been playing a lot of Yakuza, Like a Dragon. Not trying to rush the story, just trying to enjoy it and do a lot of the side questing. Like I said, the dragon cart racing and the market thing are quite addictive. So I've been doing all of that. But I do mostly focus on charity work and accessibility in video gaming, because there's not a lot of talk about accessibility in gaming right now. And it's like one of those things that I am very strong about, because I am a person that suffers, that needs, have certain needs with gaming. So I like to talk about it like that. And I just like to raise money and help people.
Yeah, because like I know there's like, you know, I'm sure there's like a lot of people who also are in those, you know, similar situations that are, you know, trying to do what you do. And it's good to, you know, have that, you know, awareness, but at the same time also, you know, acknowledge, you know, having people like that and just, you know, showing support, basically.
Yeah, for sure. It's just something I just have a strong passion for. My mother was a very charitable person, and she did a lot of charity work in her time. But when she passed away from lupus herself, I was like, oh, I was really devastated. And I decided to actually take up the mantle and do it in her stead instead of, you know, she would go to places. I was like, I can do it with streaming. And so I decided to, in her memory, to raise money.
I'm sure she would be very proud.
Yeah, she would be. I think so, too.
I'm looking at the stuff that you've streamed. Besides Yakuza, you've also done Among Us. Always a fun game to play with, you know, close friends. That's for sure.
Better than friends and strangers, trust me.
Exactly. Yeah. let's see. You got Dead by Daylight. That's also a hugely popular game to stream as well.
Oh yes, I am a red rank survivor, and I do also play killer.
Nice, nice. So, what do you have planned for next month?
Well, I was selected for Twitch for their Black History Month, so I'm very excited for that to, you know, be one of the creators selected by Twitch.
That's great.
To see what happens, and hopefully I don't get harassed like crazy. But next month I'm going to be just doing my normal thing. I'll be working with a couple of charities and setting them up for the whole entire year, and then I'm just going to be pushing to partner. I want to actually become partner on Twitch so I can start my charity stream team with like-minded people that also want to raise money for some good on the platform.
That's great. Well, I want to wish you luck on that. I know that that's going to be a tough task, but I'm sure you'll, you know, find your way to get to partner.
Yeah, I'm crossing my fingers. It's going to take a lot of blood, sweat, and dedication, but I'm very, very determined. And usually when I'm determined, I don't stop.
That's good. That's the kind of energy that people like you need. And also, is there any other projects that you're working on? You know, in voice acting or maybe like a project. I know you mentioned one, but is there any others that you're currently working on?
I am working on a lot of amazing games this year. There is No Light, which is a roguelike horror game. That's amazing. I play a lot of the monster voices in that one. There is a game called Born Punk that's coming out, which is a point and click adventure game. There is a big game called Foreclosed, which had the honor of debuting on the Golden Joystick, IGN, and all these other platforms. But it's amazing cyberpunk-like game about finding out why this poor person is basically having his identity stolen. And I get to play an amazing main role in that named Dahlia, and she's really, really fun to play. And of course, there's going to be more House Party content, and Frank is getting a full story, meaning that Leah gets more lines, and so I'm very excited about that. That's just the tip of the iceberg. I have a lot of games coming out this year and a lot of work that has to be done, and I'm very excited for what's to come. Unfortunately, a lot of these things I cannot say because we voice actors sign an NDA for a lot of our projects, so
yes.
that is the downside. But yeah, those are the ones I can speak on that are coming out this year.
Well, we definitely cannot wait to see more of your work for 2021, and you know, your future is definitely going to be looking bright. I just want to say, like, for someone of your condition, you still manage to, you know, put yourself out there, and I feel like that's something to admire. Especially for those who have, you know, who are also facing the same condition you are. Like, it's just incredible what you're doing.
It's never easy.
Yeah.
It's never easy. Sometimes with my lupus or rheumatoid or my epileptic seizures, it's like, am I going to get out of bed this morning? Or am I just going to lay around today? It's just, it really depends on how well I feel. And I know it's not easy for anyone who suffers from chronic illnesses, but if I can at least, like, show people that you know, there are some if someone like me can do it, and you know, be positive with these things, and just not let my my chronic illnesses get me down, then I can just know that I'm doing something good in this world, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I respect all the work that you're doing. So how can people find you on social?
Oh, awesome. You can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/TiffanyWitcher. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/TiffanyWitcher. You can find me on Instagram with _TiffanyWitcher. I have a personal website that has all my credits of my voice acting and my demos and games that I worked on at TiffanyWitcher.com. And basically, if you just Google Tiffany Witcher, you'll find me, no problem.
Well, you heard that, folks. Thank you so much, Tiffany Witcher, for joining us. And thank you guys for listening to the Geekening Podcast. Make sure you guys... Yeah, of course. Make sure you guys listen to the latest episode and all your other podcasts up on All Ages of Geek. I want to thank you guys so much, and we will tune in next time.
Bye-bye. That was fun.
If you're looking for watch-alongs of all your favorite shows, head over to our Patreon. Free accounts get reactions and interactive content. The premium tier unlocks early access to all our latest stuff and a fun Discord community. You can even keep up with Kat and the gang as we dive into video games. Be sure to sign up for free on allagesofgeek.com and make your own account. So come on and geek out with us. It won't be the same without you.